message. Right, well, I'm going to stop looking tea while we're doing this.
Mum, I'll give you the money.
Right, is that my credit card?
Yeah.
Do you want to play on the table? Why don't you play that on the table?
No.
Thomas, why have you undone these cushions? Don't do that, please. Somebody sat on that. I think the cushion was secure and it would slip off and they might slip off with it. Right, what sort of shop are we?
A toy shop.
A toy shop? Oh, I was hoping you would sell carrots because I actually want carrots.
In the back, in the shop down there,
There's
some carrots.
Oh, right. I want one carrot because I'm about to do tea. And I want to put it in my chicken casserole. Is that all right?
Yep. Well, here you go.
Right, okay, pop it on the table, please. Thank you.
And there's your collecting card.
Right. Okay, do you want to sit at the table?
No, thanks.
Right. This is like a big trolley, isn't it?
That could be where the food is.
It could, but I was just about to put it away. I just put it outside of me. Takes up a bit less room, doesn't it?
Hello.
Hello.
What do you want?
Well, I'd like a carrot, please. Would you like to have a look in this refrigerated cabinet and see if there's a carrot?
Leon!
Yeah.
You could say no.
Right. Can you pull that container out? Oh, it smells of salad there. Doesn't feel that wonderful, does it?
A carrot,
that's right. But it's
a bit moldy.
A bit what?
Moldy,
no, it's not.
No,
it's fine. Right.
Okay. Well,
I'll have that.
Just pretend you saw it in the store. In a bag.
And I think this bit of cucumber can go off the shelf. I think that's a bit soggy to go in the bin.
Just pretend that was on the shelf. Yeah, and you bought it.
Right.
Yep.
How much is it?
Two pence.
Two pence? You mean 4 pence?
Yeah.
Two pences? No more? Oh, 22 pence do you mean?
22.
22, right. Well, in that case, you need 10 pence, which is that silver one, and a 2 pence, which is the bronze one. Okay?
Yeah. That's 22
credit
pence.
Credit
card, please.
Credit card? Oh, I think potatoes have gone a bit. Yeah, potatoes aren't nice in your shop, are they?
Nope.
So I think we'll put those in the bin.
Shall I show you a little special button?
Yes.
Can I come here?
Yes, right. I can see.
Can you press that button?
Unless it just keeps adding up, doesn't it?
This is Tesco's.
Is it Tesco's?
Every time you need a sweet.
It's funny you should say it's Tesco because look at the cave I've got. Does that say?
Sainsbury's.
Mind you, perhaps it's not a carrier bag for your shop, is it?
Nope.
I'll see if Daddy wants that. Right, you don't mind.
You just need to do this.
Have you seen the lights light up on that till when you hear?
I should show you something else that my eye
cut. Yes. Oh, that's right, when you put the credit card through the tape. Not the tape, what's it called? The till?
Yeah. Well, can I have your credit card?
Well, I've only bought a carrot and it was 22 pence. I don't think I need.
You do?
You need my credit card, do
you know? You do.
Now, why is that?
Because if you don't have credit cards, you won't go into this shop again.
Oh, I see. Do you mean like a loyalty card, like we have when we go to Tesco Sainsbury's?
Yes.
Watch your head under that table, won't you? Yes. Right, this carrot I just freshly bought from them, I'm about to peel. Now, don't keep doing that now, Tom. Talk a little bit, too.
It's too noisy to talk.
Well, yes, so stop doing that and talk instead.
Look, the shop's too busy.
Is it? Tell me about some of the customers that you're having.
Pom was really rude.
Was she? Was it a she or a he?
He.
Oh, that figures.
Went like this to me.
Oh, wow.
What and he pulled his pants down like in the middle of the camera.
Oh, dear me. Well, why did he do that to you? What did you think?
Everybody did that.
That's rude, isn't it? Did you not call security and have him removed from the shop?
It was all belly wing botch because he was pulling his pants down right in the middle of a camera.
Was he?
And the police was in that camera.
Watching?
Yes.
Oh, well. That's really right then, to be rude in your shop.
Pulling his pants down.
Don't do that in shops, do you?
Not real shops, do you?
No, well, if you did, I think you would end up going off with a security man, don't you?
This keeps the doors open, this does. This keeps the till open.
Does it? Right, well, I'm slicing up the carrot now, which I've peeled. And in a minute, we're going to have a look in your shop and see if there's a bag of rice. Because I need some rice. Because we're going to have, I said it was chicken casserole, it's not actually, it's chicken with white wine and mushrooms and anything that's lying around the house.
Like toys!
No. We've got one carrot that needs using, but we've got a few beans, green beans, we've got some broccoli. So I'm pushing it all in with the chicken and the white wine. And I'm going to serve it with some rice. I need some rice from your shop, if that's alright.
Okay. You cannot pay without that. You can pay. You don't need to pay.
I don't need to pay?
No.
Why is that?
Because you've already paid me.
Well, let's see, if you've got hold of my credit card, you can probably charge everything that anybody buys to me. Would you like a piece for all carrot, Miss?
Yes, please.
That's a good shot.
Lovely.
Gosh.
Oh, so good.
Do you like raw carrot? It's lovely, isn't it? I'm chomping on that as well. My mum used to give me raw carrot. Do you have raw carrot at nursery? You didn't have it at nursery? Not at snack time? No. Do you not like it, really? I thought you did.
I don't want it when it's unpeeled.
Don't want it when it's peeled? Well, no, but you always peel carrots, darling.
Why can you not eat your skin?
Oh. Young carrots, you can, but that carrot had been in the fridge for a good couple of weeks. That's why I'm putting it in the casserole. Nothing wrong with it, but come on, it's tasty. I've eaten a piece. Do you not like?
No.
Right, shall we go to the store cupboard in the shop?
Which store cupboard?
This one.
Sorry, but I need to, Mum, just you chose to close a bit, Mum. Okay. I need to open it with this.
Okay. Well,
there you go. It's open.
In your post office and play shop, there's a key, isn't there? Right. Now I've got to find rice.
There's some rice in there. Because I've got some rice.
Can you?
Yep.
Right. Well, I have that. And then you can wait out for it. No, okay. I'm used to weigh rice on. Oh, look at that. You know, we went to the shop last night to buy some savoury rice.
Mm.
Look what there is in the cupboard.
Savoury
rice. I'm not having that tonight, though. Right, so have a look at the dates on these. We've got two types of rice. We've got brown rice.
Hurry up, Mum, because they're going to take this credit card out in a minute and then it'll be
not. Do you like brown rice?
No.
No? You do. It's
Well, hurry up, because I'm going to get the credit card out and then it'll be locked.
Right, well, I bought the rice. Would you like to come away for me?
Okay, I'll just close up this. It's still open because I've got the credit card.
I never ever used to weigh rice, but recently I've
seen... Oh, ricey man!
Yes, rice man. I seem to cook so much that now I just weigh out 2 ounces a person. I've put a bit more in if you're here. Right, now let's do it very carefully on here. We'll put the salt packets and sea salt. Right, now you see this measure?
Yeah.
It says sugar, flour, icing sugar, raisins, salt, olives, currants, That's what you measure water and milk with. And here it says ground almond, shredded suet, rice and ground rice.
So, do we need to... Can we help you?
Okay, if we pour it to... Can you see where it says 4 ounces?
Yeah.
Four. We pour it till it gets to the four. Right.
Right.
So shake. Now let's just give a little drop more because you want some. You want to have some of this, don't you? How's that?
There is a look. Can I touch it? Do you
want it? Taste it. Do you want it? Of course you can. You can put
rice in. I'm going to eat it.
Well, not until it's cooked. Listen. This is about rice in the bag. You know how Julian's they used to do things like lentils and rice and things?
I'm making it too.
Are you? I've got to rinse it in cold water in a minute.
Because I haven't got clean hands,
haven't I? Oh, well, it doesn't really matter with that. I know your hands aren't dirty. But I don't need to cook that for quite a while. Because if I start rinsing it. Oh, guess what I've done? I've put the tub back with all the rice in it before we've done this.
Well, can can I still put my hand in?
What's all that water down there? Where's that come from?
Not from my slippers.
I wonder if it's Purdy's water bowl.
Yeah, my slippers.
Look at this bowl, isn't it? We just brought it into it.
Oh, it's Purdy's water bowl.
I don't think I picked it up before.
Ah, I've got my money again.
Okay, don't knock the tub over there because it's not more fun. Does that feel nice?
I would eat it.
No, you can't eat it until it's cooked. You like rice, don't you?
And I never can wait till I eat it. The cream dropping something.
Right, I need to put it now in a sieve and give it a really good rinse. So when I find a sieve, here it is.
Will it make you poor?
Well, it wouldn't be nice to eat it if it was cooked on us, no. Right, if I go on the sieve, we'd have to say here. Oops. Would you like to just tip? No, Thomas. Tip the whole thing into the sieve.
Isn't this?
Well, all the rice, I mean. Good boy. Right, now I'm going to under cold water. Really good wash.
I'll take the whole hand in. Yeah.
No, not that, because it wouldn't feel nice. But... Well, you can feel it. Just touch it. See what it's like. Mmm. What's it feel like now?
Lovely.
Is it? Right, now I won't do that until about 20 minutes before the casserole is ready. Okay.
Come on, let's get playing.
Let's get playing. We're still playing shots, aren't we?
Yeah. You know why it didn't go? And bing in the bag.
Why?
Because it's closed off.
Oh,
let's open the box and see what we've got.
Okay.
So, you can play one then.
We've got one or two bits of sweet corn as well, Thomas, in the freezer in the packet that I want using up because there's not enough to make a meal. I'll mix that with the rice, shall I, because you like sweets.
Yeah. I'm going to dine you there.
Right, you've opened up your shop now. Do you remember getting that shop?
Yep.
Who bought you that?
The key's in here. One of the keys in here.
Oh,
just
very good.
What's in this new box?
Can you find everything? Alright.
All the letters are in there.
I've picked up this catalogue. Don't destroy it because it's new. But look, it's all these pictures of food.
Oh, yeah.
And there's things like wine and toilet rolls and pet food and washing powder and butter, tea bags, sausages. I just thought it might give you an idea what you could sell in your shop.
I've got all of that.
Have you? Just watch your head on that table, Frank. You look at it.
Look what I see.
What can you see? Oh, Viennetta ice cream. That's a nice picture of some ice cream, isn't it? I think that was showing all the offers at the local spa shop, isn't it?
Local spa. Mum, it's still closed.
Is it?
For a little bit.
Is that why you're restocking your shelves?
Can you see? Wow! I didn't know it was full of these.
Stamps. No, I didn't actually. That's Nana's old mint box, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bus ticket. Oh,
there's all sorts in there.
I'm going to put it in the box.
Oh, yeah. Right, well, just remember I need to go back in the tin later on. Right.
Yeah.
Is that oil in your shop?
Yes, oil. Let's have oil.
Because I want to. Right, so I'll pop a drop of oil in that pan. I'm going to fry.
You want some biscuits?
Well, I don't need any now for this meal. I'll have some because then before bed we can have a nice cup of tea. Good one.
No.
I'm trying to spell. I'm heating up some oil, Thomas, and then in a minute I'm going to put some chicken in it.
And then you can play with me.
Well, I'm playing with you now. I'm talking to you. I just bought some oil from your shop. Look. Look at the oil. And when it's in the pan, it gets very, very, very hot.
Can you see it's closed?
Is it the shop? Let's have a look. Oh, yes. Oh, is that where the closed sign goes? Right.
Yeah, that's where it can go.
Well, it's no good if it's closed. I can't buy anything.
It's just closed for a minute, so you can still come in.
Come on.
Yeah. Just looking in the desk room. Where's that box? Where am I? If you post a letter, you can see inside the shop because I've got the post door open.
Have you?
Yeah.
Right, can I have some chicken, please?
Okay.
Nice chicken breasts.
Okay.
Right.
I put that up please.
Okay. Right, just point it up because it's raw meat, isn't it?
There.
Okay, all right. Let me just have a look at it. Oh, yes, three chicken breasts. Do you want to look? Don't touch it, darling, because it's raw meat. Right? That's what raw chicken looks like, Tom.
It smells like...
We're going to pop it in the oil now, so there might be a bit of a... Just for a minute.
Okay. I might be scared because it might be real fire.
No, it won't be
real fire. Real fire!
Get the fire engine! I don't think so, Kevin. The oil was certainly hot, wasn't it?
Well,
yes.
We've got a new display.
Have you?
There's got some new display.
What?
Cornflakes.
Oh, cornflakes. Well, I'll tell you what, when we go to the proper shop, Tom, we need some cornflakes. Do you remember the fuss this morning?
Yes.
What was the fuss this morning?
I want cornflakes.
You wanted cornflakes, and we only had a handful, didn't we? But we planted Rice Krispies, so what was your bright idea?
Cornflakes.
To mix the two. And when I did, you didn't like it, did you? Do you know what happened to those?
No.
I ate them.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes. Actually, I quite wanted them.
Well, it's too late now because that's the breakfast time. It's
not even breakfast time. Pardon? Not even breakfast
time. No, it's not breakfast time now, is it?
No.
Oh dear.
What?
We've got a very loud sound of chicken being cooked. In fact, I've just listened on the microphone and it sounds louder.
Louder?
Well, it sounds louder on the microphone than it actually is. It'll all be over in a minute.
Yes, it will. I found one of those letters. Oh, my sister for someone.
Mm-hmm.
me a letter, look.
Mm-hmm.
I found it in the box here.
You did?
I found it in the box here. The letter box here.
Right, let's see what it says.
Nothing.
Nothing? I thought you said somebody sent you a letter. Oh, do you know what that was?
No.
Those envelopes and those stamps came with the shop, and I'll tell you who stuck the stamp on that, the teacher. And there are some in there. Have you found some that say Thomas, or small pieces of paper?
Have you looked at the phone?
It's open now.
Yes.
And I kept those because Demetra wrote them.
Can you see what's in the post box? Oh, hello. Just doing it. Post boxed up. With a teddy bear on.
Yes, she stuck that on as well.
Put the new aeroplane in.
You can tell it's tea time, Thomas, because everybody's rushing home from work. Rush, rush, rush. Have you seen all the cars coming and going?
Yeah. Over here.
Right, are there any other customers at your shop? No.
Yeah.
Oh, who's there?
16 people.
16 people?
Look what I found.
What did you look
at? Credit cards.
Oh, yes. Well, I think, yes, well, that's the card that comes with the shop.
Spread out, look, I've got these.
Yes.
My post box is going to be full up.
And. Oh, have you brought your head? Right, come out of there, Tommy. You shouldn't play with this. Come on, Johnny, I know it'll hurt. Come on, you guys. Come on, you come on. Come on, out you come. And you don't play on the tables because when you forget,
I think I will not open the shop again.
No, you will. It's not the shop. Come on, it's not playing shop that's bumped your head.
There's no one over there.
Right, just have a little sit over there. Take your drink. Sit on this chair here before.
Come on. Oh, it stinks.
When it does sting, you just give me your head a little whack on the table. That's it.
Oh, move it up, Lord.
Hey. You've not broke my table, have you? Have you damaged my table? You minxy, minxy. Come on, just sweetie chew my arm.
There's a blood.
Come on, let's have a little sweet.
I think I want the shop here.
No, have the shop here. It's fine because then I can talk to you while I'm doing this. It's absolutely fine. What you mustn't do is go. Just a couple. Wasn't a big bump. No, it wasn't. It wasn't worth a lot of sweeties.
I'm getting the medicine taste.
Right, yes.
Getting medicine.
Right, that's enough now. That's it, because it's nearly tea time, Thomas, no more.
No, not that. I'll get that blue one.
Right, that will do now. Right, that's enough now.
I need three tablets today.
Three little sweeties, is that what you've got?
I need tablets. This is my tablet box.
Is it? Well, a lot of shops sell things like paracetamol aspirin, don't they?
Yeah.
So you could be...
A bumped head person.
A bumped head person, that's right. When you bump your head, go to Thomas's shop. Right, you're still a little bit near the shop. Just move it this way, so you're going near the table. I'm frightened you bump it again. We don't want that, do we?
I'm feeling like I am going to bump it again.
Do you?
I'll have a tablet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to have a look at that chicken again. Right, does that taste really good?
Tastes like medicine.
Isn't it? It's cheered you up a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
This chicken smells nice. I bet Birdie comes down in a minute for a look. see what we're doing.
Someone's trotting downstairs.
Is she trotting? Is she coming downstairs?
I think I can hear her. Oh, here.
I wouldn't be surprised if she comes down. Because she likes chicky, chick, chick, chicky, doesn't she?
Mum? Guess what's on my shop rounder?
What?
Chicken. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear, dear.
Guess what was on mine?
What?
Teddy bear stamps and plane stamps. There's the teddy, there's the plane.
What was that little joke you told me about a teddy earlier on?
How do you start a teddy bear race?
I don't know.
Teddy, steady, go.
Ready, teddy, go.
Have you noticed I've been on that table again?
Well, I have, but if you bump your head again, there's no switch. You're not going under
Mum,
there.
What should be here?
I don't want you bumping your head on purpose, just so you get a switch.
Mum?
Yes.
Well,
I don't know that anything is looking.
I feel that should be the tablet box.
Do you? I don't know, it must be for something. It's solid down there. Do you know what these cards are for? Have you got those orange cards anywhere? Right. Well, these in particular, keep these flat because look at them. Can I just show you what they do? Mm-hmm. You can pop them in that bit.
Well, yeah, I've seen.
It says £2, doesn't it? You can't read it, but when you pop it in there, that book must cost £2. Look, that's the price ticket. Whoops, I can hear the pan lid going there. What's that? Oh, I see. Is that the barcode? That's very good, isn't it? So I have to take the lid off. I shouldn't really have to. Right, do you want to come and have a little look in this pan? Don't get too close.
Don't mind.
Right,
I don't mind if it's still off because it's a very noisy street.
Yeah. Right, can you see that? Yeah.
Looks like a fish.
Looks like a fish? Oh, it's swimming in the water, bubbling away. Doesn't it? It's not sizzling quite as hard as it was before.
Guess what I? This is what I see on the stairs.
Who?
Sniffing the nose. On the top stairs.
Fishy, let's have a look at that.
Yeah!
She's not.
She ran away and then she's still in the bedroom where she'll have a tablet.
She won't get any tablets, and it's come with some stamps as well. It has, somewhere there's a little ink stamper. But I have a feeling when we got it, we took the ink stamper out, as it fits in that slot. Because you were really quite young when we got that. There was some glue and a little ink pad.
That could be the glue.
And then you see, when you've got your ink stamp in there, that one's got a gift label on it. Look.
We've used all the teddies.
And what's that one? It's a star. So I think really you're big enough now for us to put it back, don't you?
Yeah.
Have to find it, it's in a safe place.
Oh my God, I know where.
Where?
Loft!
In the loft? Oh no, it wouldn't have gone up there. No, that's too safe. I don't put things up there unless things like Christmas decorations and the pram and cots and things like that we don't use anymore go up there.
No, about 20.
Yeah.
Because all the things are in the purse box belong in there.
Right. Well, I've got my purse now.
Well, I'm just opening my purse box.
Are you?
Gosh. The letters are from you, aren't they?
Yes.
It's my birthday, the pens.
Well, one of the letters has something in it. Because it's your birthday, I put something special in the letter, in the card.
Can you open these letters? Are these from you?
Yes. And because I'm sending you something special for your birthday, I need to take them to the post office and shop to be weighed because they're a little bit heavier than normal.
These?
Yes, and I want to send them...
Five level.
I want to send them either recorded delivery or registered. Now that means you make a note of the fact that I've posted them. And then when...
You need a pen?
Yes. Don't write a note on the website. And when I get to, when they get to your house,
can I just do a tick?
The postman will ring the doorbell, and when you accept the letter, you'll have to sign for it to say, yes, I've received the letter.
With a little dot.
Okay. There's plenty of paper in that box, Thomas.
I got it from the postman. Right. Just pretend you saw. And go over there looking in the red. Ah,
is this a musical card? The casserole.
Nana!
With the carrots, and I'm going to tip over wine. And I've got some mushrooms already done. Okay, that would be nice, won't it, don't you think?
Yeah. Have we even got more things in here? Of course. Oh gosh.
Pardon?
Gosh. That's gosh. I think this lid won't shoot all this.
Think like this.
The lid won't shut all this. All this stuff you think of.
Well, sorry, I can't tell what you're saying.
Well, do you think this lid's gonna get all that much things in?
Oh no, it won't shut the lid of those things, will it?
Yeah, it will. A bit. I think I know where to put some things.
Where are you going to put them?
In the hair.
Not so yummy that, Thomas.
Who tastes the teeny?
Well, you can't taste it. Even I'll fry the chicken a little bit, I think. It needs to... quite a lot more, don't you?
Okay.
Right, so putting the chicken in the casserole now, look. Want to watch.
No.
Okay. Oh, don't touch the pan because it's ever so hot. Right. There's the chicken in the casserole, and I've put a little bit of the mushrooms and the wine in the bottom. Okay.
In your bottom!
No, in the bottom of the casserole.
Shh!
What have you done
now?
Where are you? Right, now, we're going to put the carrots in that we've chopped up.
Yeah!
Right, there you are. Just pop the carrots into that thing, please, like this. Just pop them in anywhere.
Well, can I do it?
Yes, it's there. Go on. Pop them in.
You put them where all those are. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, babies.
Mm-hmm. You just drop them in anyway. You don't have to put them anywhere in particular. Just pop them in. And then what I think I'll do is the tiny bit of sweet corn that we've got in the freezer that I want to use, I'll mix that into the rice when it's cooked. Because it's going to be lost in the casserole, so it might make a little difference to the rice. Okay?
I'm going to have a hair.
Pardon? You're breaking
the
towel, it's over to the kitchen roll, isn't it? That's the thing, the carrots are wet when they went on the paper towel and it's come soggy now. That's why it's breaking up easily.
Oh, it's ruined.
It's right, pick it up, it's alright. Right, it's a little bit. Okay, thank you. Now, the rest of the sauce I'm going to pour over. The rest of the wine.
Well, the shop, did you notice the shop said something?
It's not closed, is it? It's not closed already, Thomas, is it?
No.
What does it say then?
Come see them.
Pop the lid this for me in a minute. Shall I do you some chicken for your tea, Thomas?
Please.
And you have some rice.
I don't like chicken.
Well, not this chicken. Anyways. I know you won't want this one. Some chicken without the sauce on.
Mm.
And you'll have some of the rice with the sweet corn in, won't you?
Mm.
Yes? Right, so would you like to put the lid on?
Please, do it very loud.
No, all no, because it's pot, it'll break, it's cast around the dry. That's right, carefully pick that up. That's it, the pot's on it. It's like a symbol, isn't it? It's like a jolly bad crush. Right, so now. Well, there's pot in the oven.
I'm baking for me. Oh no, get
the
fireman.
I'll
just
need
the fireman.
We don't need the fireman, it's just
steam.
Right,
okay, now. Okay, mind the big bump.
Excuse me.
Ew.
Right, there
on,
I don't touch the cooker.
See if it's closed, Mum.
And that's it now.
See if it's closed. See if it's closed, Mum.
When sharp. Mm. It is.
Closed. And it's back. And is that... The shop's it's shut now because they're going open. Because these are going open, but the door's still shut. It's still if when the door's shut like this, that means it's still closed.
Right. Now, will you remind me, please?
Yeah.
In a little while.
Yeah.
Quite a long time, actually. I need to do cook some rice that you've helped get ready. What would I have done without your shot tonight? Because I needed chicken, I needed carrots.
It's still closed.
Could I have bought the wine and mushrooms from you as well?
We've got a teeny bit of wine.
Well, I've made it now, but you do sell wine, do you?
Yeah.
All right. Didn't know that. So if I make that again, I can come to your shop for some wine and mushrooms?
Yep.
Right.
I'm going to see what's in my letterbox, if there's anything.
Ready? Oh, now, tell you what, would you would you like to have
a... I'm sad.
Why are you sad?
There's no letters in the letterbox.
Well, perhaps it's...
Can I show you?
Perhaps nobody's posted anything since it was last emptied. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
I see someone posting something.
Yes, I do as well. Look, I'm just out for a little stroll and I think I'll post this letter with a red stamp.
Okay.
That can go first class. And, oh, one with a blue stamp on it says second. That actually could be an airmail stamp. It'll fit an airplane on it.
And you can just pretend you saw through the letterbox. You did, didn't you?
I did.
Hello.
Oh, goodness me.
Hello,
Mr. Shopman.
I can see your letters.
That was a shop. I was just trying to post my letters. Now, Mr. Shopman, what's your head? Could we have a little...
I'd three tablets before that.
Well, maybe you're not having any more. Could we please have a little look in your freezer cabinet and see if we've got some frozen sweet corn?
Yeah.
Okay, would you like to come?
No. Can I just make it open? It's open.
Is it right? Thank you. I'll open it.
It's quite stiff, isn't it?
Oh, look, first thing I've come to. That was lucky, wasn't it?
Yep, because I put them there because I thought some might want them.
Did you? Did you think somebody would come in and wanted to buy some?
First thing you had, Thomas. Oh, yeah. You say... I say to you, would your boy like to see inside this post box?
You're doing what the post office lady did last night, aren't you?
Would you like to see in it?
Yes, please.
Okay, come here.
Oh, wow.
I've entered all those letters.
Right, now what did she
into
have?
Into here.
What did she have with her?
Scan.
a scanner.
I've scanned it from her.
Right, you scan it like she scanned it. Scan. And why did she say you scanned it?
Because.
Well, it's so that.
The worm can't come in.
So what then?
If robbers have got the keys, then they're still not open.
Well, she had a really, really huge bunch of keys, didn't she? And she said there's a different key for every letterbox. Because then, if the keys are stolen, it would take somebody a long, long time to work out which key fitted which box, and they could probably set up a trap and catch them. Whereas if one key opened all the boxes, then the person finding the key could whiz around all over opening letterboxes. And the reason she scanned it was because she can't say to her boss, "Oh, yes, I emptied the post box on Shevington Drive." If she didn't, because when she scans it, it transfers a little message back to her boss to say that she's emptied the box, and also it's checking the time she empties it, because you know how when she opened it on the scanner thing,
there
was a little message and it said, "Don't forget to change the tag." Well, the tag is that little disc that says 1, 2, or 3 collections. Do you know the one we mean? And we look to see which number it
is. Can I just go in the little freezer where I keep bananas?
Oh yes, you don't keep freezers, bananas in the freezer. And when those numbers are up, 1, 2, and 3, it tells you the last time the post has been collected. So I think for us here, if number 1's up, it means the post is collected at something like 7 o'clock in the morning. If number 2 is up, it's collected at 11:15 in the morning. If number 3 is up, it's collected at 5:45 at night. And so if she tries to collect it before 5:45, and somebody posts letters at 5:45, they're going to be really, really cross if she's already collected it and they've missed the last post. So it also checks that she's not emptying the box too early. Because we'd be really annoyed, wouldn't we, if we had a birthday card for your friend and we went to the box.
And it was my birthday.
Well, yes, and if somebody thought, right, we'll post Thomas a card now, they could get there in the morning, and when they got to the post box, the post had already been collected because the postman had come too early. So that's what she said it's for. So it's quite a good idea, really, enough, isn't it?
Mum, would your little boy would like a little treat?
Well, sure, he would. He likes little treats.
Do you want a sweet?
Pardon?
You want a sweet for me?
A sweet? Oh, yes, please. Do you remember when we filled those with sweets, Thomas?
Can we fill them with sweets?
No, we can't, because it's too late to tell.
You can have one each. Can't we? Can't we, Mum?
We could, but I don't think we should.
Are you ready to have one? Would you like a chocolate, Mum? Would you?
A chocolate sweet? Go on then, yes, that would be nice, please.
Where
is
your
right, there we are. What are these, Thomas? Chicken yogurts, chicken nuggets.
Mum.
Well, I've got that from your freezer cabinet.
There's
well.
Your sweet.
Thank you very much.
Tastiest in the shop.
Is it?
Mm.
Would you like to pop the sweet corn into a bowl for me?
Whoa! Please. Different bowl. Mm. A different bowl.
Take the clip off the packet. Okay. Right, right, so come onto the freezer so it's cold. I'll fill the bowl. And frozen peas, well, it's not frozen peas, frozen sweet corns sound like the dried rice. Pitter-patter, plunk, plunk.
Do I put all of them?
Yes, everything. I'll just put it over the bowl, let it sit over there. That's it.
Can I have some ice?
No, no, no. No, that's ice, isn't that? It's not like my ice normally. Is it?
Mm.
There we are. Oh, your little shop is very, very useful.
What do you look like on those shelves?
Cornflakes, please. I can see a plastic cornflakes.
Me too.
Because I think we wanted those, didn't we?
I'm just drinking dirty beer. You're
drinking dirty beer?
And look what fell out of the box.
Cornflakes, wonderful. Now, what do we have on cornflakes?
Cock-a-doodle-doos.
Cock-a-doodle-doos. Now I was thinking more about milk. Have you got a bottle of milk, please?
I think we've lost that, but I think I know where it might be. No.
We could do with some more things ready for this little shop. I wonder if we can buy some. They're very, very small packets, because I know you can get them pretend food and fruit and packets and things, but they're all much too big to go in your shop, aren't they? Yeah. Oh, you think it's in there, do you? I thought I'd seen it. Oh no, it's orange juice, I can see. Oh, there it is, Tom. It's on the top shelf, look.
I'm not really looking for that.
Were you not?
I'm looking for someone who we met.
Oh, you're looking for a book of stamps, were you, from the post office lady? Mm. What did she say her pussycat was called, Thomas?
Pinky.
Pinky. Why did she say it was called Pinky?
Because it had a pink nose.
A pink nose?
It's unusual.
If it had a gold, she could call it Runny. Or Drippy.
What's what it's called? Called Whippy.
Whippy? No, I mean Drippy, as in a drippy nose. Talking of pussycats, who's that? Behind you, on the fence.
Oh, no, I love a cat.
Who is it?
Felix.
It's Felix. He looks very nice, actually. He's white, but it's a beautiful and white, aren't they? He's a nice little puss, is Felix.
Can I get some milk by him?
Yes, please.
Would you like some biscuits?
Yes, please.
And some orange juice.
Yes, please, because tomorrow morning we could then have a glass of orange juice followed by cornflakes and milk, and then this evening before going to bed.
I found something that you like.
What do I like? Oh, coffee. Yes, we'll have coffee as well. And I was just about to say, before going to bed tonight, we could have a nice milky drink.
I'll just get some orange.
Milky coffee.
And would you like these?
And a biscuit.
Would you like these?
What are they? That's a tin of?
Peas.
Peas and a tin of?
Sketty.
Sketty. Spaghetti hoops.
Look, look in there.
Well, your shop needs restocking now. Right, so there's peas and stuff. I'll take them because my little boy likes peas.
And I like very nice biscuits like them.
And he likes spaghetti hoops, so if we took those then we'd always have something in the cupboard, wouldn't we?
Do. Just pretend you took them home. And you were who was watching because I said you could watch me put things up, couldn't you?
Yes.
You were out there. Be there.
Okay.
You told me.
Well, look, your shop is very useful because it's so near to where I live. So I could actually just be standing at my... Oh, Felix is chasing my items. Look at this. Don't go to the glass, but can you see? Oh, isn't this funny? Because magpies are not frightened of pussycats. And Felix has turned round to face the bird. And the bird is just walking... Oh, goodness me! Did you see that? I was just about to say the bird is not frightened of Felix, and it went straight for his face, didn't it? Straight for Felix's face, and the bird's flown off now. And Felix looks a little bit surprised.
Felix is walking sad, isn't he?
He is. I think he's a bit humiliated.
That bird didn't swing under his butt.
No, I think Felix is a bit embarrassed because it was a bird. Because usually birds are frightened of pussycats, and that's why I think Felix turned round. Because he thought, oh, wonderful, a bird, so close, I'll have that. But the magpie thought, I'll have you first. Right, so I could pretend that I was at my front door. I've just said goodbye to Nan and Grandad. Bye-bye, Nan and Grandad. I'm at my front door. I'm thinking, what's going on? Oh, it's Mr. Thomas stocking up his post office and shop. I can watch that.
I've just finished, but you can see if there's any letters in there.
Any what? You can
see if there's any letters in there.
Letters,
for me. Right.
It's in letters. I can also see if anybody goes and posts any letters.
Have you read these signs?
Yes, it says first class and second class. Is that your stamp machine? Like we see stamp machines sometimes in post offices. Yeah.
Do you want to empty the postbox?
Yes, please.
For a big favour.
Yeah. You see that?
Do you want to come in the special bit?
Yeah.
Well, I can really go.
Fog Lane in Didsbury and Heaton Mersey Post Office both have stamp machines outside them. So when the post office is shut and you want to post a letter, you can go buy stamps. Mm. Oh, big special bunch of keys?
I'll open them for you.
Yes, please. Watch your head, Tom.
Well, I was thinking if the table will go right under me. Can you do a big favour and get the letters?
You want me to help you? It's in the letterbox. And where's the postman?
Mr. Dozerhoff.
Mr. Dozerhoff? That would better lock that up again.
I'll lock that in a minute. Locked it.
Have you?
And did you notice these teeth got out?
Yeah, he's only got one key actually on that bunch. I don't think it's the shopman that empties the postbox though, is it? It's the postman.
Well, I need to...
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Put the keys right in here.
This could be Jess, the black and white cat, look.
And just pretend you opened a postbox with your keys.
Postman bat.
Just pretend you open this and you know, I said it was closed but postman could only come.
Postman bat with his black and white magpie.
Just pretend you used to play because you saw post. Nine letters, didn't you?
Yes, nine. One, two, three, four, five, six. Sam's getting tired now. Seven, eight, nine.
No, you need to come in here. And you were shocked, weren't you, when you opened that? Open it.
Bum, 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 bum.
The keys are there.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, no, I was loosening it here.
Bum, 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 bum.
And you knew there was no letters, didn't you?
I never saw a cat with a pink nose like that. Oh, there's no letters in this postbox today because nobody ever posts them. Goodness me. Nobody posts letters, but they've posted 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just pretend you were shocked.
7, 8, 9 letters. I can't carry 9 letters. I'm not used to carrying 9
letters.
No, you just
looked and then you said, "Wow!
Wow! I'm shocked. 9 letters. Wow."
One letter, because you said 9 letters, and then you open the box and one.
I saw that lady post 9 letters. Why is there only one? I bet that blooming shopkeeper's been in there with his key.
I have.
Where's that bell? I'll ring that shop. Where is it? Mr. Thomas, the shopman. Mr. Thomas.
I heard you.
Could you come, please?
No.
Have you been emptying my letters?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want to.
That's naughty.
I shoot you from my window. Boom, boom.
Oh, that's not nice. Well, I'll set the magpie on you. I can see.
I've got a gun so I can shoot you.
Oh, no, you don't shoot that. Shooting.
You dare.
Right, I'm going to report you to the police now.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't have a key for my postbox. By the way, have you seen the sun outside now? And we're inside.
Just pretend you wanted to open the postbox. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And you opened the red bit. I just can't have a snooze.
No, don't go in there, Tom.
Open the red bits, please.
Please come back in here. Come back in here. Right, special key. I've lost the special key. I bet that blooming Mr. Thomas has got it. Mr. Thomas, please may I have the key?
No. It's gonna be blooming.
Well, I learnt that from you. Blooming Mr. Thomas. Blooming egg.
I have those keys for a wooden ear.
I think you're a tired shopman, actually.
I am. You can have this one day. You can have this one day, Mum.
Have you had a very, very busy shop day?
Yes, you can see what I've left for you.
Do you know
for
what
a nice present.
Do you know what would really cut down on the amount of work you have to do?
What?
If you stopped emptying my letterbox.
And have you noticed something on the floor that you love one that would like?
A key to the letterbox.
And there it is, not. I'm going to my shop.
Oh, yeah.
Lots.
I've just given that casserole a little stir.
Did you notice if I put the keys somewhere else?
I did. I noticed you put it on the ground. Right, I want to come down to the shop for Violetta. Because Daddy likes Violetta. We sorted out chicken casserole and rice. I've nothing for pudding. Have you got a Violetta, please, Mr. Shopman?
No.
Oh. What have you got for dessert? Oh, you know I said the sun was out. Look again.
It's
gone.
It could be out there.
I think that magpie's taken the sun as well. What have you got for nice dessert, Mr. Shopman?
If I could tell you what we've got for nice dessert.
What have you got for nice
this?
Dessert? Cornflakes? Well, do you sell chocolate? Because I can melt some chocolate and put cornflakes into them. But cornflakes aren't a nice dessert.
We've got nothing else for this dessert.
Well,
I don't think
I'll come to your shop.
We have got dessert, but I'm not letting you have it because it's not a dessert.
Well, that'll teach you for being nasty. All these stocks falling on the shop floor.
You do not think I've got my door.
Oh dear, poor Mr. Shopman.
Just pretend you were a nice lady and you helped me.
I don't have to pretend I'm a nice lady. I am a nice lady.
You needed to help me pick these up. Just pretend you did.
I've just seen a gas man drive past. I bet the gas man didn't stop for anything from your shop.
Just pretend you helped me.
Just pretend I helped you. Do you sell any toothpaste, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, could I have a tube of toothpaste, please?
If I can find that's the one, sure.
Oh, very good. What sort of toothpaste is it? Can you read it? Colgate. Colgate, thank you. Right, Dada's home.
No!
Daddy's home.
No, Pauline!